often in our lives, when we struggle with sin, when we struggle with our failures, when we struggle with all those things that burden us, and we take a look in the mirror sometimes, or we have those moments maybe where there's a little bit of quiet in our heart, and we say to ourselves, we ask ourselves, I know that I can be different. I know that I ought to be better than this. I know that something in my life ought to change, but somehow I struggle with that over and over and over again. I can't seem to make the changes that I need to. I seem to fall into the same kinds of habits and patterns over and over and over again. And sometimes in those moments, in the quiet of our hearts, sometimes in those moments we look in the mirror and we say to ourselves, maybe I can't change. Maybe this is just who I am. Maybe I'm just always going to have this sin in my life. Maybe I'm just always going to have this same flaw, this same failure. Maybe I can't get over the way that I am always so impatient with people, whether it's driving on the road or in the line, in the checkout line of the grocery store. Maybe it's something else that I feel like I just don't have the love for my family or for my neighbors or for others in my life. Somehow I know that I ought to be able to give more of myself to them, but I just can't find that strength. I just can't find that energy. Maybe there are other things in my life, other kinds of addictions or other things that are there where I say, I keep going back to this over and over again, and I know that it's not good for me. I know that I should turn away from it, but I can't find a way to break free from that. Maybe there's something else in my life. Maybe it's a different kind of burden. Maybe it's a burden of sorrow. Maybe it's a burden of grief because there's somebody in my life whom I have loved very deeply, but I have lost. Either because there's a relationship that has faded, that has become distant. Maybe there's somebody in my life, somebody close to me who has died. And I don't know how to carry on with that burden. And precisely for all of those things, for all of those things, that is where the message of Easter, that's why the message of Easter is here. To come into all those darker corners of our hearts, all those darker corners of our minds, all those places of sin, of sorrow, of loss, of suffering, of grief, and to proclaim to us one message which changes everything, one message which now all of a sudden can provide light for me. Where I might have felt trapped in darkness, now I can see a way forward. Now I can see that there is a possibility for hope, and that is something that my heart yearns for. That's something that my heart, as soon as the very mention of it comes, there's a possibility that this could be different, my heart starts to open. Because that is what I want. That's what I want for me. That's what I want for my family. That's what I want for my children. That's what I want for my neighbors. That's what I want for everybody. To be able to have this heart that is open to hope. Because sometimes we get so stuck in thinking about what it is that we can do, what it is that we can do about our sins, what it is that we can do about our burdens, what it is we can do about our addictions, what it is that we can do about our grief, and we forget this one fact. We heard it right at the very beginning of this gospel, right? What time does Mary of Magdala go to the tomb? Very early in the morning, it's still dark, right? Very early in the morning, it's still dark, and what does she find? The tomb is empty. Whatever grief and sorrow she was carrying there, God was already up. God was already working on it. God was already risen. God is always there first, long before we get there, long before we think about how our efforts can make something change, long before we think about the steps that we will need to take to have something different happen in our lives. God is already awake. God is already risen. God is already alive. He's had his first cup of coffee. He's moving. God is already up. God is already risen from the dead. And that is precisely the message of hope. Because not only is there a possibility then for something to be different in my life, whatever that is, sin, sorrow, addiction, grief, not only can that be different, God is already awake and he is working on it. God is already there first. And so that takes the pressure off of us. Because I don't have to find a way to a new life by myself. No. That new life is going to be given to me freely by God because that's what he wants. not for us to remain in sin and sorrow and in addiction and in grief and in these burdens, but to know that there is something more for us. There is something more for us. Some of our musicians and myself and Deacon Jerry and others over this last Holy Week, right? There's been a lot of different services that are happening, a lot of different things that are going on. We've had these celebrations of Palm Sunday. We've had our Holy Week services. We've had a wonderful presentation of the seven last words of Christ on Tuesday evening. We had our Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper. We had our Good Friday service. We had our Youth Stations of the Cross. We had our Easter Basket Blessing yesterday. Father Louis and I probably heard about 5 or 6 hours of confessions or maybe more in this last week or so. And then we had our beautiful Easter Vigil. If you've never been to an Easter Vigil Mass, it's not the same as your Saturday night, 5 o'clock, right? It's about 2.5 hours long. Yeah? It wasn't all my homily, I promise. All of these things that are happening. I told Deacon Jerry this morning as we were starting, I said, probably about 30 minutes after the Easter Vigil ended, all of a sudden every muscle in my body was like, no more. We're going to take a break now. You're not doing anything else. Yeah. This morning, God was already up. This morning, God was already active. God was already working to make sure that all of you would find that courage to make sure that there was nothing that would stand in your way of coming here so that you could hear this beautiful, this wonderful message of hope. To hear this message of resurrection, this message of Easter, right? To hear and so be transformed. Because sometimes we feel that kind of sluggishness. And that's when we should remember that God is already awake. God is already active. God is already trying to pour out his love and his grace upon us. And then when we hear that kind of message, when we think that there might be a possibility for this, we do what Peter and John do. They heard this message. They'd been sunken down in their grief. Peter, maybe most of all, he denied Jesus 3 times. And the scriptures tell us that after that, he went off and he wept bitterly. He wept bitterly because he realized what he had done. But then, the moment that they hear of this possibility, they take off running. They take off running to go and see this tomb, to go and see, is what have we been told true? Is it possible that Jesus is risen from the dead? Is it possible then that there can be new life? Is it possible that there's a way out of our own grief and out of our own loss? Is it possible then for us that all these other promises that he made about salvation, about the kingdom of heaven, that those can come true for us? And what do they find? Just as she said, empty, but not broken into, not destroyed, not vandalized. Very neatly, very intentionally, that stone is rolled away. Those grave clothes that covered him, they are nicely folded up and rolled up and placed there. This is not something that happens by outside forces. This is not something that happens by accident. This is intentional. God's desire for new life for us as well is intentional. And so we too then, we might feel that kind of sluggishness. Maybe after you've had a serving or two of ham or lamb or roast beef or whatever it is you might be eating today with your family, with friends, with others, maybe that kind of sluggishness can be that temptation to set in again and to go back into our old habits, our old patterns, our old routines. But today is a day of new life. It's a day for us of renewal. It's a day for us to say again, because God has already said it to us, it's a day when we say again, yes to God. God has already said yes to us. He's already shown us of his desire to give us this new life. Now we too, with great joy and with great love, we will stand and say yes to God. Last night at that Easter Vigil, we had this beautiful hymn for this Paschal candle. And as part of that hymn, we have something along these lines, right? We say that this light, this splendor of God, arrays the church in the lightning of his glory. And then we say we want this holy building to shake with joy. Because when we make this renewal of our promises here today, when we make it powerfully, when we make it strongly, when we say yes to God, this place should thunder. And that energy can come into us. That life, that grace of Christ through us saying yes will come into us. And we can put aside our sins. We can put aside our sorrows. We can put aside those addictions. We can even find a way to set aside grief because of the hope that comes to us in resurrection. And so, my brothers and sisters, I invite you now to stand.